Take some time to orient yourself in a way you find to be most comfortable. You may want to lie down and perhaps even close your eyes. Comfort is key, and any position you inevitably choose should work just fine. As you alone know what comforts you most, it may be wise to pause the recording while you do this. If you want to close your eyes, that's a good idea. But if you don't, that's fine too. Now, just listen quietly to the sound of my voice. And of course, you'll be aware of all those other sounds too. Sounds from inside the building, and sounds from outside. But these won't disturb you. In fact, they are going to help you relax, because the only sound you need to think about is the sound of my voice. And while you're listening to the sound of my voice, just simply allow your body to be at ease, as you allow yourself to relax even more now. I wonder if you can sense the beating of your own heart. Sensing that beat, and just seeing whether you can use the power of your mind to slow that heartbeat down. Just a touch. Just seeing whether you can use the power of your mind to slow that heartbeat down just a little. You can then feel your whole body slowing down, becoming lazier and lazier. Nobody wanting anything. Nobody expecting anything. So you can allow your whole body to continue to relax and become steadier and easier until it's just taking over like a well-maintained machine. Just taking over smoothly, easily, quietly, comfortably, so that you can become gradually more aware of your entire self. Aware of your legs, just sensing how relaxed they might be, and wondering if it's possible to relax them even more. To be so in touch with yourself that you can actually get your whole body, perhaps, to relax even more, yet remaining totally alert and noticing now how even your face muscles can begin to really relax. Relaxing and letting go of the tensions that were there, almost, but not quite, completely unnoticed. Just being vaguely aware of your coat and the muscles of your face settling, smoothing out. Such a good feeling. Wondering just how long all the tension has been there, where it all came from in the first place. And then realizing that you simply couldn't care less, because you can feel it draining away from you now, and that feels wonderful. And as you continue to sense the beating of your heart and the absolute steadiness of your body's rhythm, You wonder at the fact that you are so absolutely relaxed and comfortable that you simply can't be bothered to even try to move a single muscle, even though you know you easily could if you wanted to. I know that you easily could if you wanted to, but you simply can't be bothered to even try. Allowing yourself to just be relaxed, and relaxing even more now, as lazy and relaxed as anyone could ever wish to be. And I wonder if you can now manage to relax even more, even though you are already as relaxed as it is possible for most people to ever be. Just find those last tiny traces of tension in your body and simply let them go. With each easy, gentle breath you breathe, I'm going to count down from five, and with each layer you find yourself falling deeper and more relaxed. Five, you're just so relaxed, and feel yourself going even deeper. Four, you feel yourself slipping a little bit more. Three, such a relaxed state, such an enjoyable state. Two, just continue listening as your mind slips into a nice, deep trance. One, empty of everything as everything has faded away. And now that your mind is calm and clear, just gradually relaxed as everything unimportant fades away for a short while, you're going to hear a little phrase. A phrase about you and your mind and your body. I am a nocturnal mare. Relax and enjoy as these words just slip slowly, deeply down under your skin, making it so much easier to feel the sensations they talk about in place of what you'd usually feel. To see the images they speak of in place of what you'd usually see. You slowly become aware of your bad pony body. The hooves and legs you stand or lay on. The mane and tail flowing of your slender figure. The friendly fanged muzzle and fuzzy ears on top of your head. And your beautiful bat-like wings. You are a bat pony. A flying pony of the night. With pride you sense your wings, your beautiful strong wings. Like a warm blanket you feel them gently resting on your body, your light bat pony body. You spread them out, opening them up all the way until they reach their full wingspan, while you feel the air flowing over the skin. Slowly you open your inner eyes, gazing upon a new wonderful landscape. Elsewhere, a tranquil land of natural wonders. Flowers, grass, lush green bushes, beautiful trees are all around you. Through their green leaves you can see the crescent moon, which you gently feel warming your coat with its warm, healing light. In the grass you hear crickets chirping, their wonderful melodious songs pleasing your ears as they sing among the backdrop of a waterfall. A beautiful cascade of refreshing water splashing down in the crystal clear stream below. It is surrounded in a faint mist, beautifully reflecting the moonlight. You admire the beautiful lilies and the silver white fish as they swim by and take a long drink from its fresh, cold water. It's all so revitalizing. You spread out your majestic wings and look up to the sky. A perfect canvas of a tranquil moonlit sky with beautifully twinkling stars, which just call for you to soar in. But right now, you're just giving your wings some rest. You feel wonderfully relaxed. The sights and sounds of the peaceful nature around you brings calmness to the core of your being. Your mind is tranquil, and your heart is in perfect harmony with the world around you. The peaceful, friendly nature of elsewhere, where everything and being finds peace and harmony in its own special way. You lie down in the lush and soft grass beside a warming campfire, which warms your coat as you listen to its soothing crackling. A soft breeze flows through your mane, the hair of your tail, and over the coat of your body. You enjoy the fresh air of the night as you inhale. It sends a pleasant shiver through your pony body as you relax even deeper. Around you, you admire the wonders of nature. Fireflies flutter all around you, illuminating the forest around you along with their beautiful dance. This is elsewhere. A wonderful land of abundance, compassion, and peace. A place where you are free to live and do as you wish. A place to be yourself, where you can toss away the shroud of your former being and be the wonderful pony you have always been. Welcome to Elsewhere, Nocturnal Pony. And now that you are calm and your mind is at rest, you become aware of the changes that are taking place. The changes that are going to turn you into a pony. The pony you have always been and wanted to be. The words you hear, my words, will guide you through those changes. You welcome them. It feels so right to let them progress. There will be only you, your pony body, and my voice. You will feel the sensations I describe to you. See the images I speak of, as the words slowly slip deeper and deeper into your mind. You You feel something changing in your hands and feet. Slowly you feel that your toes and fingers are becoming more and more difficult to move on their own. Slowly they are merging together into your pony hooves. At first it feels like wearing a sock, but gradually the strange feelings disappear, leaving only your beautiful hooves, strong and solid, like they should be. You feel the change now moving through your limbs, slowly changing them into your pony legs. You feel your four hooves, slender and graceful, with beautifully trimmed fetlocks, capable of supporting your whole body, for you to walk, run, and gallop with, able to run like the wind. They make a feminine clopping sound each time they hit the ground, reassuring you in their strength. As you feel the change surging through your body, you relax even deeper. You now feel the change starting to affect your back and the base of your spine. Focus on how it feels and how it extends from the base of your spine up to your neck and all the way down from your neck to your tailbone. You feel it growing out of your backside, a bald tail growing longer and longer while making a smooth curve. It's the start of your tail. A slight, happy shudder runs from the base of your neck all the way down to the tip of your tail. Your new ponytail. Then, strings of soft, silk-like hair bursts from it, growing longer and longer, starting to cover the base of your tail, eventually covering it completely, reaching their full length and forming your fluffy tail. Slowly you see the hairs changing their color, starting from the base but slowly changing all the way down to the tips. At first the colors are faint, but slowly you start seeing them as vivid as ever. The colors of your tail, just like they have always been. Now that you have a tail, it is time to focus on the style of it. Was your style short, or long and wavy, or somewhere in between the two? A brush appears and slowly starts modeling your tail, extending the hair where needed, and shortening it where it is too long. You feel the brush softly pulling on your tail, running through it as the style slowly starts taking shape, just the way it has always been, just the way you like it, a feminine tail style for a pretty and gentle mare. Just feel it. The feeling of the tail attached to the rest of your body, its heaviness, how it gently sways in the wind. Experience how it moves according to your feelings. Your wonderfully expressive tail. If you are happy or excited, it will swish around enthusiastically. And if you are scared or shy, it will hide between your hind legs. But right now, it is relaxed. Just like you are right now. Oh, so very relaxed. Try to relax even deeper. You now slowly feel a warmth welling up on your sides as your wings begin to form, gradually taking the form of two large wings folded on your sides. You slowly become more and more aware of them, their weight, their warmth, resting on your body, the soft brushing of the leather on your coat, faintly at first, but slowly getting more and more noticeable, as they are undeniably there. You welcome them, as your wings are something completely innate to you. Lazily you spread them out. Slowly you feel them open up and laying down gently beside you, spread out like a large blanket on your sides. The same color of your coat. You feel the air running over them, sensitive as they are. But your bat-like wings remain warm and firmly in shape, as the sensations of your wings get stronger and stronger. Fully raise them up, extend them up in the air. Your new two limbs, present them proudly to the world to see, fully upright. Even you are amazed by their size. Your large, majestic wings. Your new limbs. Slowly you move them around, making a confident flapping motion. You feel the air running over your wing. A slight, pleasant breeze running over the leather. The feeling getting stronger and stronger. You admire the shape, shaped like a large wing of a bat, aerodynamic, strong, and light. They are right there, always have been there, because you are a bat pony, a flying pony in tune with herself and the night sky above. With ease you fold them up again, already used to your new limbs. You feel their warmth pressing against your sides, warmer and cozy, comforting and relaxing you. But keeping these magnificent wings in shape does take some effort, my nocturnal bat pony. You need to preen them. Bring one of your wings slowly to your muzzle and start carefully nuzzling it. Feel the leathery skin brush against the tip of your nose. Stroke them gently against your nuzzle. Rub them softly against your face as you inspect them. Feel every fold in your wing, which you are getting to know better and better. Preening your wings relaxes you. Every time you do so, you feel your wings stronger and stronger. The majestic shape, their vibrant color, the warm leather, and the soothing feeling of burying your muzzle in them, into your strong bat-like wings, as you relax even deeper. You feel something warm and soft resting on your head, slowly starting to grow, extending, spilling outward, until it reaches the length of your pony mane. You feel it gently brushing against your neck and over your shoulders. faintly at first, but eventually as clear as if it was always there. You slightly feel the wind running through the hair as it sways around in the breeze. You see the colors starting to change. Slowly you see the hair taking on the beautiful colors it should have, from the base all the way to its tips, changing colors until you clearly see them, vibrant and vivid, your colorful mane. Then the brush you saw earlier reappears. Once again it begins brushing through your hair. You feel the soft pulling on your mane as it moves through it, slowly moving the loose locks of hair into place, until your mane is back in its familiar shape. A beautiful mane style for a feminine mare. Styleful, colorful, waving in the wind, gently brushing against your forehead, stroking against your neck. A soft, beautiful mane, and just the way you remembered, just the way it always has been. You're slowly looking more and more like the nocturnal pet pony you have always been, as you relax even deeper. You become aware of something sitting in your mane, slowly pushing the hair apart as you feel two pointy ears grow outward, slowly gaining their full size. Your hair gently brushing against them as they firmly stand upright on the back of your head. Pointy and alert. Then you hear a sound, and immediately you feel your new ears turning toward it. Your sense of hearing improved. Louder and sharper. Better than it has ever been. Happily, you feel your ears perking up. Your wonderful, expressive ears, covered with a soft, almost felt-like fur. You can clearly feel them perk up proudly when you are happy or excited. But when you are sad, tired, or relaxed, just like you are right now, they droop down. You feel them resting in your mane, covered with a soft, almost felt-like fur. Their weight gently pressing on your hair, the strains of your mane gently brushing against them, against your sensitive ears. But if there's one thing you like most of all about your ears, it's the sensation of them being scratched. Having your ears being scratched feels so soothing. The wonderful warm feeling of some pony rubbing the back of your ears, or playfully tugging its tips. It feels so wonderful. Relaxing you even deeper. You now become aware of a wonderful sensation in your eyes. You feel them changing into their true bad pony form, getting larger than they used to be. Large, colorful eyes. Round and glowing in the moonlight. In them is a large iris, colored in that very familiar color, the colors of your bad pony eyes. With your beautiful bad pony eyes, you take in the world around you, the nighttime flowers, trees and water, the moon, the stars and the sky, as clear as always. Even during the night you can see the world around you, almost as good as if it were day. Your sensitive eyes take in all the light they need, faintly reflecting it, making it seem as if they glow in the dark. They safely guide you through the familiar darkness of the night. Slowly you close your pony eyes and let out a sigh of relaxation. Did you just feel something? They must have been your eyelashes, lengthened into attractive feminine lashes. You gently pat them, feeling the air move through them again, making you feel even more beautiful and feminine, relaxing you even deeper. Then you feel a strange pulling sensation in your face, gently stretching it into a muscle. You feel it extending further and further. Curious, you bring a hoof to the tip of your perky pony nose and follow the curve of your chin down to your neck. In a smoothly curved line, you reach down, neatly following the feminine curve of your muzzle, running over the soft, silk-like coat, feeling the feminine cheeks of a young mare, gentle and smooth, blushing a bit when you are embarrassed, warm, or in love. You feel a warm glow in your neck as your voice begins to change, softer and slightly higher, with a feminine tone, a fitting voice for a young mare. As you curiously lick your pony teeth, you notice two of them are larger, the upper front fangs of your muzzle, pointier and sharper. Two long, beak-like fangs, complementing your bat-like pony body. You wonder how it must feel to eat something with your new pony muzzle, to graze, eating all the things you used to eat. But you also feel a new yearning, a yearning to eat more healthy, fresh, healthy vegetables, juicy, sweet fruits. They all sound so nice. You can already imagine the sweet smell of fruits in your perky pony nose. Apples, kiwis, and cherries. All your favorite fruits. And you long to taste the delicious, crunchy, fresh flavor of vegetables in your pony muzzle. Carrots, lettuce, or salads. They all sound so delicious. They all will make a wonderful, healthy addition to your whole diet, whatever that may be. But they won't replace it, because the other food is important too. You let out a yawn with your new muzzle. A deep yawn of relaxation as you relax even deeper. And as you do that, you realize that your transformation back into the bad pony you have always been is completed. Welcome back, Nocturnal Pony. And now that you are a fully bad pony once more, you take the time to focus on your coat. A It is already there, but now you're giving it the attention it deserves. The little brush you used earlier appears again, and in your mind, you slowly brush it over your coat. You feel your soft, silk-like fur. It feels smooth and warm. Your soft coat, colored in that familiar color it always had. You continue petting for a while, as the sensation of your fur becomes stronger and stronger, its color more vivid and lively. The sensation of the brush running through your warm, soft coat feels so relaxing. A healthy coat for a nocturnal pony. And then you notice your flanks are starting to glow. The fur starts to change color as a figure forms. Shapes and colors you're so familiar with are slowly appearing on your flank as a picture starts to form. It's your cutie mark, a picture that describes you, defined by you, showing who you are and what is important to you. The shape of its symbol, the colors of its picture, becoming clearer and clearer. Your soft coat is glowing warmly in its magic as you remember how you got your cutie mark. When you first realized what is so special to you, what defines you, and when you first noticed the mark that celebrates that important discovery about yourself. As you slowly continue to gently brush your soft coat, while admiring your cutie mark, you feel yourself relaxing even deeper. You are now fully a pony, a wonderful pony, like you always wanted to be, showing no hints of what you used to be. You feel your new bad pony body. See your new bad pony body for you to live in, play in. Remember the sensations of laying down with it, the swishing motions of your tail, your expressive ears, and your beautiful mane. You are now relaxed, so very relaxed. Every desired suggestion you heard is ingrained in your mind. Every breath you take is one of complete serenity. You are in tune with yourself, with your mind, and your pony body. And every time, and only if you and you alone want to return to this wonderful state of calmness and tranquility. And when you know the time is right to do so, and you hear or say the phrase, empty of everything, as everything has faded away, you feel yourself slipping deeper and deeper into a wonderful, relaxed trance, and let yourself be guided by the voice. There will be only you and the voice until it is time to wake back up again. Your attention is needed for more urgent matters, or you no longer desire to be hypnotized. Then you will find that the trance will end and you will wake up again. And now you are a bad pony. A bad pony from Equestria. And every time you say, "I am a nocturnal mare," you will feel the changes return to you instantly, and your bed pony body become even better and stronger. Should you, however, want to remove the feelings, then all you have to do is say, "Revert to normal," and the sensations of your bad pony body will disappear. Until the next time, it's right to become the wonderful bad pony you always were once more. Go ahead, try it. Just in your mind, say the trigger as confident and resolute as you can, and feel the effects wash over you, strengthening with every repeat until you are the nocturnal pony you have always been. You feel your bad pony body. See your bad pony body with your hooves and legs, your swishing tail, your beautiful mane, your pointy ears and perky muzzle, your strong bat wings, and your so soft coat. And now it is time to wake back up again, my nocturnal pony. Waking up on the count of five, while the sensations of your bad pony body are just becoming stronger and stronger. You'll find that with each number you wake up a little bit more. And if you fail to wake up properly, or find that you need to wake up and enter trance or suggest to stay on a later time, you will know that each time you say or hear the words, "refreshed and awake," you will awaken from the trance and feel refreshed again. You will be ready to face the day, or ready to fall in a deep, wonderful sleep for the night, ready for whatever it is you want to do next. 1. Waking up now. 2. More and more. 3. Consciousness returning. 4. Almost there. 5. Refreshed and awake. And I hope you enjoy yourself, nocturnal pony.